Do we live in a zoo? The argument about our circumstances on this planet continues. It is like politics, where there are people on several sides of a question. The thing is, I don't ever remember this question ever being asked years ago. The question is, are we in some kind of a zoo which is protected by aliens? Some people think this is a Nazi question, and others think we are, and still others say they are not sure. What I didn't tell you was the fact the people I am talking about are scientists. Some scientists who believe we do live in a zoo cite the fact this is why there has been no contact between humans and aliens. This ignores the many abductions and contacts which some claim, and even those which turned out to have proof, like the Betty and Barney Hill case. It also ignores the fact UFOs were all over Washington, D.C. in the early 1950s and even hovered over the White House, making the headlines in the newspapers of the day. The scientists which are saying we never make contact call this the Great Silence. One has to admit things are different today than years ago, because we have found exoplanets, many thousands of them, and it is estimated there are about 50 billion of them just in our galaxy alone. Some scientists feel it is the height of arrogance to think we live on the only planet to have intelligent life. I think I have to agree with that. Are we to think we are all alone, and when we die out someday the entire universe will be lifeless? This seems pretty far-fetched to me. When scientists ask the question of where is everyone, like Enrico Fermi asked in 1950, a lot of variables have to be taken into account. One would be the amount of intelligent life which would be spread over a universe which we really do not know the size of yet, and which might even go on forever. Billions of civilizations in a never-ending universe might mean, in some or all instances, civilizations are spread very far apart. If they wanted to look for other life by checking out all the planets on the way, they might never reach us. Another consideration is our location. We live in a spiral galaxy, and we are located near the end of one arm, which is lucky for us since it keeps us away from the more densely packed areas where there is a lot of turbulence, but it makes us harder to find. There is another problem, and it is we do not know what the criteria is for one of the races to contact us. Could it be they might feel we are too primitive or warlike? Maybe, like in Star Trek, a certain level of technology has to be reached before they would contact us, so as not to change our evolution. In Star Trek, a civilization had to have perfected warp drive before they could be contacted by the Federation. What about the part where the scientists say we are being protected? They are not talking about individual protection, but cultural or even global protection. There has been at least several instances of that. Former military personnel have come together and made it known they believe aliens have taken an interest in our nuclear weapons, and they cite the fact how our nuclear weapons have been tampered with. Nuclear missiles were shut down by UFOs in 1967 at the Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. The missiles were Minuteman 1. A guard on the surface called the commander, who was in a silo, and told him there was a UFO overhead. There were 10 missiles in the wing, and all 10 became inoperative. A week before, the same exact thing had happened when a UFO was overhead. The weapons became inoperable for almost 24 hours. Was this done to show us we were wrong to use nuclear weapons and to protect us from using them? It certainly seems so. Malmstrom was not the only base where nuclear missiles were shut down. Another Air Force base in North Dakota named Minute. It is almost the exact same scenario of what happened on Malmstrom Air Force Base. A UFO was seen overhead and the missiles went offline. One officer who was present stated he was told to never speak about what had happened. This makes one wonder if we were told the truth about other nuclear missile shutdowns, such as the one in 2010 at F.E. Warren Air Force Base in Wyoming, when 50 nuclear missiles failed. The Air Force had stated these missiles could still be launched, but they would have had to be controlled by an airborne platform. I guess if you believed aliens were protecting their zoo animals, us, this would be the equivalent of keeping caged animals away from each other to avoid attacks. What about those scientists who do not believe we are in some sort of zoo? What have they to say about this? Some believe we would not be allowed to search for extraterrestrial intelligent life if they were true and would not be allowed off the planet. They cite the fact we went to the moon, have space stations. Yes, I said stations because it has been long believed the military has secret ones, and are sending out probes. We are also searching the universe with all sorts of sophisticated devices. Would aliens want us to know we are not alone if we lived in a zoo? That is a hard question to answer, and while I do not know for sure the consensus of opinion on this by scientists, I personally think they don't care. I base this on the amount of UFO sightings over the entire planet for decades, centuries and millennia. While some of these objects seem to use stealth and are only seen by accident, others proudly fly through our skies at will. I do not understand how any scientist can believe we have not seen alien craft in the sky. There is more to the argument, however, and that is we do not know how big our zoo would be. Would it be only planetary, or does it extend to the end of our solar system? If there is no other life in our solar system, there would be nothing for us to harm if we were trapped in it. This argument seems strange to me, and there are many people who believe we have had contact with aliens at the highest levels of our government, so maybe we are not in a zoo after all.